Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Easter is just around the corner, and as I head off to spend the holidays with the Greek side of my family, I couldn't help but wonder how my ancient relatives felt about cats. I know for sure many of my modern-day cousins like them, especially Christy, who keeps me stocked up on all kinds of cute kitty paraphernalia. I have two other Greek cousins who are both veterinarians, so I think it's safe to say the historical respect for cats has been passed down through the generations in our family. I spent a few minutes turning back the hands of time to the days when men were running around in full-length sheets and the Acropolis wasn't crumbling like a cookie. As it turns out, my Greek ancestors believed cats were symbols of good fortune. Although there isn't a specific deity dedicated to cats in Greek mythology, Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, was sometimes depicted with lions. Kind of a big kitty for a household pet, but Artemis was a goddess, so who's to judge? Things turn a little darker when it comes to Hecate, the goddess of magic, sorcery, and witchcraft. Hecate was a fan of black cats who were seen as her familiars. Should we blame this mythological figure for all the bad press black cats have gotten since then? Seriously, it would be a flat-out bummer to be a black cat during Halloween. But I digress. Today we are talking about Greek Easter kitties. While little Greek kids are busy cracking their red eggs on Easter morning, the kitties of this nation will be enjoying unfettered access to wherever they wish to spend the holiday. Visitors to Greece often comment about the cats they encounter casually roaming through historic sites and ruins. The Greeks believe it takes a village to raise these free-range kitties and thus pitch in to feed them. People and cats lucky enough to inhabit the mythical, magical land of Greece have much to celebrate this Easter. As people gather for the holiday, cats can look forward to a feast of lamb scraps and hard-boiled eggs. And for many of these kitties, the eggs will come unfertilized as a group called Animal Action Greece is working to get 300 cats sterilized by Easter. That's all for today. Christos Aneste, and Happy Easter! Meow, kitties!
Meow!
In the mood for a killer audiobook? Quirky Killers by Adele Park is the story of a serial bride who sends her husbands to heaven in a hurry. Too bad the cops don't see the humor in this and arrest this woman who is just trying to make sure everyone gets to meet God. Quirky Killers. Get it today on audible.com. You'll die laughing.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.